You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer, and now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a weekly leadership meeting at a large corporation. And one of the executives at the meeting reported to the group that his department had not met a recent deadline because one of their vendors was suffering from what he said was a severe nonlinear waterfowl issue. And the president of the corporation looked at him and said, "What in the world is a severe nonlinear waterfowl issue?" And the department head replied, "That means they didn't have all their ducks in a row." Advent, in the spiritual sense, is about getting all of our ducks in a row. It's about preparing ourselves not only for the celebration of the Lord's coming to us in time at Bethlehem and again at the end of time, but more importantly, it's about preparing ourselves for the Lord's coming to us all the time. For indeed, the present time is where God is most present. And as one spiritual writer puts it, to live fully in the presence of God in the present time is to be living in the state of grace. That's why our daily prayer is so important, to keep us in touch with God's presence through all the times of our day and all the times of our life. Do we have all our ducks in a row? Advent is the church's invitation to each one of us to prepare ourselves for the Lord's coming again at the end of time by preparing ourselves for his coming to us in the present time. Are we living a life that puts God first all the time? Or is it just some of the time? Or maybe none of the time. Luke reminds us in today's gospel that John the Baptist prepared for the coming of the Lord with a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. During this Advent season, part of getting all of our ducks in a row might be sharing in the church's sacrament of reconciliation. Reconciliation is all about examining our past so that we might be more aware of what we need to change or to improve on in the future. For indeed, unless we are aware of areas that we need to improve in, nothing's ever going to change. And this is why confession is an integral part of the church's celebration, this rite of reconciliation. Certainly, confession doesn't give God anything that's new to God. God knows our sins already. But it makes us more conscious of how we have not lived as children of the light and helps us to be more open to God's sacramental grace so that we can truly make some genuine progress and spiritual growth toward getting all of our ducks in a row. Today, here in our church at 3 p.m., we will have an opportunity to receive this sacrament of reconciliation as we have our annual Advent communal celebration of the sacrament. Certainly during this very hectic season, we all have lots of things on our to-do list before Christmas. But we can challenge ourselves to make time to encounter Christ in this sacrament, either this afternoon or at the other regularly scheduled times each Saturday afternoon. Indeed, this season is not about preparing for the coming of Christmas, but rather it's about preparing for the coming of Christ. For Christmas begins with Christ. If we want to experience the genuine joy and peace of this sacred season, let us take time to encounter Christ's merciful love in this sacrament of reconciliation. Remember, the sacrament of reconciliation is not about how bad we are, but rather it's about how good God is. In this sacrament, what we say to God is not nearly as important as what God says to us. God is saying to us, yes, I know your sins. I know you have not always been your best self, but I want you to know I still care about you, I love you, and I want to be part of your life to help you to be your best self so that you can find the joy that I created you for. This is the call of this season, a call of repentance to turn away from sin and to walk again as the children of the light. God wants us to know that God's love and forgiveness is far greater than our sins. Let us take advantage of the season to prepare the way of the Lord, who comes to us this day and every day of our lives. Let us not risk a severe nonlinear waterfowl issue.